Hello and welcome to the Yashoda Health Podcast, your go-to platform for informative health discussions. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are dispelling the myths about dialysis, a crucial treatment for kidney diseases. Joining us today is Dr. Rajshekhar Chakravarti, consultant nephrologist, clinical director, and HOD of nephrology and transplant services at Yashoda Hospital's Hitech City. Welcome, Dr. Rajshekhar.
Thank you.
So, Doctor, could you provide our listeners with an overview of what dialysis is and why it's vital for individuals with kidney issues?
Any person, when they have a kidney problem, they actually travel from one stage of kidney disease to the next stage. In other words, as the kidney disease increases, the kidney function drops. They go to the next stage of dialysis. So when they reach a stage where the kidney function is not much, they need support from outside to purify the blood. And this process, which is a support to the kidney to remove toxins from the blood, is called as dialysis.
So let's debunk few myths and know the fact. Taking the first one, dialysis is painful and unbearable. So let's address the first myth about dialysis, the assumption that's an excruciatingly painful procedure. What's the reality behind this perception, Doctor?
So this is a totally untrue statement, because today in 2023, we are able to provide to our patients the quality of dialysis, which is just like they go from their home to a theater, spend some 3 or 4 hours and come back home. So there is no pain associated with the procedure of dialysis.
Taking the next one, dialysis is only for the elderly, because there's a belief that dialysis is exclusively for older individuals. So could you clarify the truth about who might require dialysis, Doctor?
So as we just discussed, dialysis is offered when somebody reaches a level of kidney function wherein their normal day-to-day activities cannot continue without some support from outside. This happens to anybody who has a kidney disease. It could be a child, it could be an adult, or it could be an elderly person. It has nothing to do with the age. And the type of dialysis that we are able to offer today, it is customized to the patient, both age and also the particular type of disease that the patient has. There are certain diseases which are seen only in the age group of children. So for them, we are able to offer dialysis with a specialized dialyzer or filter, which is the one which purifies the blood. For adults, again, depending on whether they have other comorbidities or not, somebody who has some cardiac problem may need a different type of dialysis altogether. So today, dialysis is not painful. It is customized to the age of the patient and also to associated other comorbidities.
And taking the next one, dialysis cures kidney disease, because some people think that dialysis can cure kidney disease. So can you elaborate on the actual role of dialysis in treating kidney condition?
So whenever there is a decrease in the kidney function, normally the toxins which are removed in the urine, they are close to 300 of them, which we know today. Examples are blood, urea, serum, creatinine, potassium, phosphorus, acid levels in the blood. All of them come out of the blood or the body, go into the urine and are thrown out of the body. When the kidney function drops to a level which is below what we call as a glomerular filtration rate of 15 ml per minute, all these starting accumulating in the blood. So dialysis is done to remove these things. So dialysis is not a curative treatment. It is a supportive treatment to give the body some support to remove these toxins so that the kidney can recover, or it acts as a bridge before somebody goes to a transplant when their kidneys are totally failed. So it is not a curative treatment.
And taking the last one, dialysis completely impairs daily life, because people often believe that dialysis severely restricts a person's ability to lead a normal life. So what's the reality behind this assumption, doctor?
So this assumption might have been true 10, 15 years ago. Today, as I mentioned, dialysis is more like somebody walks into a place, hooks on to the dialysis machine, gets the procedure, goes back. It does not impair their day-to-day activities at all. We have doctors, we have engineers, we have businessmen who come get dialysis done on their choice. That is, they could choose a morning shift, they could choose an afternoon shift or even a night shift, depending on which part of the day they want to be active. And weekly, 2 or 3 times, 4 hours, they come and spend time with us and go back to their normal routine life. To conclude, dialysis is done to improve the quality of life and the quantity of life, and it does not impair one's routine day-to-day activities.
So thank you, Dr. Rajshekar Chakravarti, for debunking these myths and providing clarity on dialysis.
Thank you.
It's essential for our listeners to understand the realities behind this critical treatment. Remember that factual information is crucial to your understanding our health. Seek accurate resources and stay informed. And we'll be back soon with more eye-opening discussions on Yashoda Health Podcast. Take care and thank you.